out and about today. I guess you are. Nice day.
About. Been a beautiful day outside today. How about you?
I love it. It's a little cool this morning that we had to go watch my grandson play soccer in Greenville, but the game just started at 7 o'clock. It got kind of nippy. By the time the game was over, about 8 o'clock, it was a little breezy, too. But otherwise, it was a gorgeous day today, yesterday, and today.
It's been absolutely gorgeous. And, yeah, it was a little cool this morning, and it was just above freezing at the house when I left. But, I mean, it's absolutely beautiful out here right now.
Well, as a matter of fact, I was talking to one of my friends yesterday at the game about what all this stuff was doing, everybody, the tariffs and everything. And I was talking about one of the guys I know. I said, he runs a tow truck. I said, but I'm not sure if that stuff affects him or not. I guess most of your stuff's made in the USA, isn't it?
I'd like to say that it is, but it is not. And yes, that affects us heavily.
Dive quickly then, because that's... It's hard on the average person. I understand some of it, but a lot of it I don't understand. But anyway, it's taking a toll on everybody right now. Maybe, hopefully, something good will come out of it. I hope so. Maybe the gas prices, diesel prices come down a little bit.
Well, how's the guy Mobile? From what all I've read and heard about prior to World War II, we was almost self-sufficient in everything. And if something like that happened today, they'd have us over a barrel because we're not self-sufficient.
Good afternoon, Andy, and I would have to agree with you. If there was a war broke out today, that this country would definitely be in a world of hurt.
I'll be doing good today. Yeah, I tell you, what's always kind of got the best of me is why they have all those, most all the prescription drugs are made overseas now. And, all they have to do is just slip something in them, and we'd wipe out half the population if they wanted to.
Our pharmaceuticals come from Japan. Not Japan, but China. All our pharmaceuticals come from China. And here they are right now in the spot from what I read last night. All these things, certain types of minerals that we need, say like for our electronics or chips and things like that. China's putting a lockdown on those now.
That's all somebody's got to do when you're dependent upon them is say we're going to stop doing whatever it is. And it don't matter what it is, whether it's tariffs or power or goods or anything. When you are dependent upon them, that's the way it goes. But, guys, I'm getting ready to cross the state line, so y'all have a good afternoon, and I will be clear. 7-3, good to hear you again, Jerry. Hadn't talked to you in a while.
Good to talk to you, Pat. You have a safe afternoon.
Later at some point. Tell you how hell's the guy Mobile. I think about that and I don't know how I'm in a hole there, how well I'm getting in, but back at that time we were self-sufficient in everything, and now that's the bad part I don't like about when it comes to this amateur gear we're getting from China. Yeah? It's cheap.
Love to strangle us to death. Be self-sufficient again. It takes time for some of these industries to get started back up after they've gone offshore for the last 30 years. And I saw a press release from ICOM USA a couple of days ago where they're going, after April 5th, whatever they got in stock, they're going to try to honor the prices they got, but when they're out of stock or something on back order, it's going to be a new price on it, so that don't sound good. Hopefully Japan and the U.S. will get their trade tariff stuff knocked up pretty quickly. I think they will. But one thing about China is, they got us kind of by the short hairs on a lot of the drugs, and the other stuff, can be made here. Drugs can be made here, too, but Lord knows what they cost. And they have a drug made in India, too. So something will get worked out, I'm sure. But they've been robbing us for years anyway. We depend on them to send everything over there. People can't get the kind of jobs they used to have 30 years ago, and I wonder why. It's because, well, they ran all the manufacturing jobs out of the United States and sent them somewhere else. And they said, well, you can learn how to do this and do that. You know, technology stuff, they got genius for you. Anything you can do over the internet, you can do it anywhere in the world. So they ain't going to necessarily going to be based here. They're going to be wherever they can get the person the cheapest. Even read MRIs and CAT scans and stuff like that overseas. Some of these hospitals do now. So you just never know. It's a concern, and hopefully it'll get straightened out. But you never know. We have to have a little pain for a while, maybe. After about 1980 or so, maybe 85 or 86, somewhere in that area, I think Drake kept his short wave receivers, the R7, R8, on up until sometime in the 90s, I think. And that was a really good, they made some really good stuff over the years. And one of my buddies that was operating when I was back in the late 70s, he had a Drake TR4CW, which was a, they had just raised the limits on the novice CW to 250 watts, you know, for a while it was on like 75 watts or something like that. And that TR4CW, it was 250 watts. That was a gorgeous transceiver and had a good speaker. And, you know, Drake made a good, they made a shortwave receiver too in that TR4 series. The audio on that thing was something else there for AM shortwave. It was beautiful. Now there's a little bit on AM, but not much anymore. But all back then, there was plenty of stuff still on the air. It was like listening to a stereo. It was so nice.
Played is tonight around, as you say, 1980. I read different things in QST about it. Some went under in the 70s, and some around 80 to 81. But when all those went, that was the end of anything here in this country, amateur radio related anyway.
Looking, I was showing some pictures. It's been some time back. It might be in QST, or it might have been something I saw online where somebody had opened up a radio from, you know, like a Kenwood. You know, it was all hand wired back then. As a matter of fact, they used women to assemble the transceivers in Japan. Because they could, their hands and fingers were smaller, and they could get in there and do it. And compared to where now, it's all solid state, and you get surface mount technology, that sort of thing. And of course, the last Kenwood, maybe Yaesu I owned, had still had two finals in it. I think it's six L6s or something like that. I can't remember what it was. It had a 101 ZD. It was a good transceiver, but I had a had a Kenwood. I also want to think it was a 820 or something like that, and it had that one ran 200 watts, and it was a really good transceiver. Kenwood has always built good radio equipment anyway, but it was, you open up that thing inside your cell and stuff, looking like the thing. And the same thing with Drake's too. Inside Drake radios back then, it looked like a nest, like a mouse had been running through. They had wires running everywhere in it.
Things, 1980, 81, 1977, depending on what company it was, but the American stuff's been gone, as you say, for a long time.
You see, Friday, well, you know, I think the last American company was probably Tintec, and they hung in there for a long time, and they got sold out, but they made some really good equipment, their QRP rigs, their Omni series, the Deltas, those are all really good rigs. They had full QSK CW, it was smooth, it wasn't like it is nowadays. They were good radios. They just, they weren't priced that expensive either. I don't know why. I think the company just wouldn't handle right or something. Either one of the guys that founded it left. They made some good radios, and a lot of people still use them and buy them and redo them. And there's a company up here near Gainesville, Georgia, that redoes all the old equipment. They redo Collins S-lines and Drakes, old shortwave receivers, old antique radios too. And they just do a wonderful job. I don't know how expensive they are. They do old TV stereo equipment, refinish the outside of them. They do some gorgeous stuff. And I thought one time, I said, if I could ever find me a good, you know, the thing about the drug stuff is the outside of the R8 and stuff, you got to have a power supply. Power supply is as big as the radio is. And it just takes up too much room. I wouldn't have room in my house. And of course, they didn't anything on the air anymore for that. But they made some really good stuff. But their QRP stuff was really, their last ones, like their 5s and 6 organized, those were really good rigs.
Yeah, boy, hell's the guy, Mobile Ride. Dude, you talking about that place in Georgia? There's a place down in there where I don't have the paperwork and all you're with me, it's at home, but. Well, I made a goof up one time and I had to send my 8900R back to. Cause I blew out a diode in it when I hooked it up backwards on the battery. They replaced it and they were somewhere off down in Georgia. It's not the same place, is it?
A guy, matter of fact, there was a guy here in Anderson. He worked on radios for a while, and he moved to. He'd been from the Atlanta area and moved here for a while, for a few years, and he moved back to Norcross or somewhere over there, not too far from where HRO is in Doraville. And I think he retired. He's not doing any work anymore. But this is I can't remember the name of this company there, but they've been in business for 30 years or so. They might have done some repair work for Yaesu, and I know they fix Yaesu radios and ICOMs too. And seems like one of the guys here locally sent one of their ICOM 706s back to them, and they fixed it for them. Might have been Chad, maybe, I don't know. But somebody had one, and they did a good job. But, you know, Yaesu, Kenwood don't do their own repair anymore. You have to send it to another outfit to have their repair work done. And Yaesu does their own repair, and the ICOM does too. But Kenwood doesn't, you know, their service center is, I almost say they may have a couple of them, but you have to, somewhere up in New York and New Jersey, somewhere like that, to get that stuff done. So that's a problem. They do the warranty work too, but ICOM still has their own repair facility, but you got to send that out to Washington State, Oregon, somewhere out west. And same thing with Yaesu. I think Yaesu has to go to California to get Yaesu repair, but they still have their in-house people, I think.
Yeah, boy, LZ, I'm here designated now, but there was some place I sent that 8900 to down in Georgia. He done a good job. He replaced that diode in it, because as you say, all this stuff surface mount today, and put two new views in, cleaned it out real good, but I got all the names and paperwork and stuff at home, and I don't remember the name of who he is now, but another ham suggested I send it to him. I did, and he does good work. I just can't remember all the details about it right now, since I don't have the paperwork here in front of me, but sometime when I'm back at home, question me then about it, and I'll see if I can locate that and tell you at least where down there he's at.
Yes, there are two of them in that area, but one of them is closer to us, and they've got, like I said, they've been in business for years, over 30 years, maybe longer than that. Because, they did work on stereos and record players and the whole 9 yards of antique stuff and modern stuff, too. I'm sure some of your stuff that might work on, but most of the stuff they do, put new capacitors in it, that sort of thing. And they refinish the outside plates and all the front plates and that sort of thing. Carpentry, did rebuild refinish the outside of the old stereo, home stereo cabinets. But I'll think of the name of it. You look them up, and maybe it's probably the same people, Andy. Well, I'll let you run. I got to run back downstairs myself. Good talking to you, though. KI4LZIN4DJC, clear after you.
Okay, I just heard you and Patrick talking. I read about some of that, all these so-called precious, certain minerals that we've been getting from them, they're going to put an end to that due to all this, so we're just going to have to wait and see how it turns out. Say, I'm going to LZ Mobile.